Welcome to the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg Master, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. And here we have Gary Cohen today. This is part of our Thursday night interviews with some people that would bring interest in things. They're doing wild stuff out there in the world. And I wanted to bring Gary onto the show. He was nice enough to volunteer to do an interview with us. And Gary is a coach consultant who focuses on helping organizations find ways of working together to create better products, which I totally agree with on that one, services and customer. And also, Gary is based here in local Philadelphia area, just outside, lifelong Eagles, Phillies, Sixers, and Flyers fan. And now this interview isn't one of those classic dry, I'm not going to say dry, but interesting Scrum topics or Agile topics. This is about to know about Gary and what he's doing, what his business. And just a chance for us to get to know him better and for him to share some of the stuff that he's working on in the world. And with that, you know, I want to introduce Gary. It's like, we know you've done a lot of organizational change everywhere. And I see you everywhere because I've seen your email. Oh, by the way, I'll give you a plug on your email newsletters. Very good. Lots of information there. I highly recommend signing up for his newsletter. It's very impressive. But I was hoping you could tell us a little bit about yourself, introduce what you do, some of your endeavors, and maybe something that's not on LinkedIn.
Okay. Yeah, sure. So as you said, I'm from Philly and definitely not on LinkedIn. I'm a big sports fan. Also big University of Michigan fan and lots of, myself and lots of family who went there. And here's a little unknown fact about me is that back in the early 90s, I actually had a chance to work with the National Football League on their scheduling system.
So we can blame you for the Eagles schedule?
Not anymore. Okay, they've redone it several times, just like any good system, right? Yeah. But that was a lot of fun. But anyway, my journey, like I definitely not a typical agile career path guy. I just happened to have learned agile practices and organizational design, product UX along the way as I was leading different teams, you know, to create software products. So when I coach and consult, like the approach I take is I have many different tools in my toolkit, you know, and, you know, for every organizational level and across full product lifecycle. I've had experience working for a consulting firm. I did that like right out of school. I did that for like 7 years.
Yeah.
And then I worked internally, locally for a couple of financial companies in IT and got, you know, kind of got that experience. And then 20 plus years at software product companies, which I like the best, but a good variety, which I think is really important. And I guess the last thing I'll leave you with on this question is just, I really pride myself on having, you know, developed great teams and great cultures, you know, where I worked. And many people that I've worked with have gone on to do great things, mostly due to their own talent and drive. But it makes me feel happy that our interactions together were a stepping stone on their road to success.
And I'm totally appreciative of all that. And then, I've connected with you with Philly Tech Connect. There's Princeton Agility that's out there and the connections. And according to LinkedIn, you have a coaching and consulting business. You know, can you share something about your business and how you got from where you were to where you decided that you wanted to have your own business? That would be great.
Yeah. So I was a corporate guy for a long, long time. And that was fun. And I, you know, had a lot of success doing that. Lots of ups and downs, just like anybody. Like I said, I spent like 20 plus years working in software product companies. And the last three of those, we had spun out a small part of a big company to be an independent company. It was called Assurance Software, and then it became Castellon Solutions. And, you know, so we went through two, we made two acquisitions. We were like private equity owned, so lots of action, lots of very intense building culture, building and then rebuilding it as you made an acquisition and then rebuilding it again. And the last acquisition was in the middle of the pandemic, like totally in the middle of the pandemic. Like we wound up working with these folks for like a year and never ever actually met them in
She
person,
never met him.
which I know these days doesn't sound so unusual, but back then it was. And I think I was ready for something different at that point. Like, and I thought maybe I could help others try, trying to lead their product or tech organizations. So I thought about coaching and consulting, and I got some great guidance from Bob Schatz, who's a local CST, a certified Scrum trainer, and he's also an Agile coach. And I actually worked for him way back in the early 2000s at Primavera Systems, which is another Philly area company
Yeah, no,
from,
Primavera, yeah, big time.
and he's an all-around great guy. But anyway, he and I have been in touch, but he had done it already, right? So he was a bit of a mentor for me and helping me figure out what I needed to do to get set up. And then I got lucky with an early opportunity that gave me one of my earliest clients, Google, right?
Oh,
And
wow. Okay.
like they say, it's good to start off small, right? And so
So how much of you didn't reorganize all of Google, did you?
no, I was working with a group of like 100 to 150 people who kind of do the technology that supports the customer support people for some of their like YouTube and ads customers and things like that. So it started off great, right? And then the big tech slowdown hit at the end of 2022 and into 2023. So I had a little bit more time on my hands last year. And so I focused on what I could control. So doing a lot of networking, building community, and developing thought leadership. And so I guess it's working in a sense because you see me. Say you see me everywhere now, so I guess it's I'm out there, let's put it that way.
Definitely. And I mean, I was going to ask you about any advice for agile people to achieve a fraction of what you've done so far. Is there any small little piece of advice you can give someone on if they were going to go and start their business or become a coach or transformation organization? Pick one.
Well, definitely have some financial runway. Or do it like while you have a day job, not like during the day while you're getting paid to do something else, but have your day job and then start to build your brand up on LinkedIn or participate in meetups or start meetups or whatever, at night or on the weekends, whenever you can, continue to network, figure out where you can provide some thought leadership. I mean, it doesn't have to be totally original, but if you're just saying the same thing as everybody else, then like who cares, right? I mean, so it's like trying to find that spot where you can be the best you, right? I mean, you want to be yourself, right? But how do you be the best you? So,
Well, thanks. Okay. Now I got to get into all your things you that are coming out now. So I saw you're going to be the speaker at the Product Owner Agile Online Summit in April. I'm gonna give a date out there, April 23rd and 25th of 2024. Can you share any insights of what you might be presenting at that event?
sure. And first, I'll put in, if it's okay, a little plug for the
Go
event.
for it.
So the event is run by Vasco Duarte, who I've seen around and about. I don't know him personally, but like I've actually, he's done like Scrum summits, Agile summits, Product Owner summits, at least for the last several years, maybe more. And I've actually been like just an audience member. Like I would, like the tickets are actually free, but if you watch it live, but if you want recordings from it, then it's like they're very inexpensive. Like I think the early bird's like $29 or something like that. And so I'm like, well, Why not? You know, like so in years past, I would always just, buy one of those early bird tickets, and like it's a good source of different perspectives. So definitely want to put in the plug for that. But what I'm going to talk about this year is customer-centric product ownership. So, and how that can translate into a roadmap for agile excellence. So essentially, I'll be covering how bringing in the customer is part of your, not only your discovery process, but also as you deliver working software. So think about like attending sprint reviews and things like that, right? How including the customer in both of those things will set you and your team up to create better products and to do so actually more efficiently.
Cool. And Vasco is also the Scrum Master Toolbox. Scrum Master Toolbox, I can't talk. He has a podcast that goes out every day almost. And he's one of the top podcasters out there. But yeah, Vasco, he's a great guy too. And I actually have been on a show, so it was pretty cool. Now, okay, March 20th, this coming 2024, you're going to be on our meetup and you're going to be talking about how our planning, status meetings, and product roadmaps habits are holding us back from better product outcomes. Can you share a little insight into what you're going to do at our 5 a.m. Master Scrum meetup show?
Sure. So first of all, I'm excited and honored to, be on the show. So thanks for inviting me. So we've all learned over the years how to do planning, right? And how to run our status meetings with green, yellow, red, right? And all that stuff. And we've all done roadmaps and kind of figured out the best ways to do them. But even as we've kind of adopted agile practices, I feel like we're still, like with our plans, we're still holding too tightly to our plans. So it's like once you have a plan, like, yeah, you can do a little adapting, but pretty much this is what we're going to do, right? And that's where you get your feature factories. Just, all right, this is what we're going to do for the next 6 months or 12 months or whatever, which kind of blends into the roadmap thing as well, right? And that's not great, right? Like, I need to think there's a better way to look at our plans and our roadmaps. And then the status meetings is most of the status meetings I've ever been in, and it's just a piece of theater, right? Mostly a waste of time. And so we can do better than that. And so in the talk, I'm going to explain some different things we can do in each of those scenarios that will help us get that better result, like have better conversations, focus on the right things, and get better results.
Great. And the meetup itself is going to be, and it's not going to be just a show, it's going to be very interactive. So everyone who's attending, I already got some people. I just posted that up. And they're already signed up to attend. So you're already booking people that just came
Nice.
on board. And it's funny you mentioned that red light, green light kind of thing. I remember a giant PI conference that I won't say, some very large financial institution. And I was coaching it. And one table, one team over one side said, everything's green to go. And we talked to everyone. And then this other team on the other side of this big room said, we haven't talked to you yet. So I'm like, how are you saying you're green and but you haven't talked to your key connection to get with. So I find it'll be interesting to hear what you have to say about that, because I think they got stuck on the roadmap. Like, we have to be green. I'm like, there's no way you can be green.
Right. And that's where I can rely on some of my experience, not just as an executive or a leader, but also like reporting directly to a CEO or to the board. It's much better to like it's much more productive to be very transparent about what's going on. But also it's not just about like we tend to focus on status, but I'd rather talk about lots of other things when I have the executives there, with
Good.
the teams. So anyway, we'll go into that
Cool.
next month.
So now I would be doing a disservice here if I didn't ask you if you wanted to share anything about your business, your services with everyone.
this
Sure.
group.
How long you got? No, I'm kidding. No, yeah. Well, you know
No.
what? You know, I would let you do it. I'm
No.
bad.
No. Well, so first of all, the name of my consulting company is Practical Agility. And I work with both individuals who want coaching and with companies who want to find better ways of working and to produce better customer and business outcomes with their software products. I no, no job's too small. So some of them are too long, but I do both short-term and long-term stuff and whatever provides value for the clients. As you've seen, I think I have lots of blogs out on my Practical Agility website, and then the newsletter, which you can get via LinkedIn. You can subscribe to it, and then it just comes into your email. But they both give a sense of kind of what I bring to the table and how I think. The actual website for my company is practical-agility.com. And there you can even schedule a free introductory meeting. Or you can just reach out to me on LinkedIn. I'm pretty active there and be happy to interact with anybody, connect with anybody there. And then one last thing I wanted to say, which has nothing to do with my business,
Okay, go for it.
but another place you can interact with me is the Philadelphia Area Agile Coaching Dojo meetup, which
Oh,
Greg, I
that's
think
right.
you've been
Yeah,
to.
yeah. Yeah, I've been to a couple.
And so I co-founded that with Derek Schatz, who's Bob Schatz's son.
Okay.
Although a great guy in his own right, not just because he's Bob's son. And Alessandra Wedrich has joined us as a co-organizer as well. And it's a free venue, so anybody can sign up on Meetup. And we try and provide a safe place for the group to practice their agile coaching skills through a dojo format with different scenarios. And I was inspired by Bob Galen's book, Extraordinarily Badass Agile Coaching, to create a place like that in the Philly area where we can all improve our skills at Agile Coaching. But it is actually virtual. So we have people from Philly and we have people from the four corners of the world that join us. So,
And I'll say I enjoyed it. I did it a couple of times. I re highly recommend that group.
yeah,
Just get some
so.
practice. There's other dojos or coaching groups, but it's so hard to get into them sometimes because they're so packed up. So this was really nice.
Yeah, so anybody who wants to join us, try it out, whatever, you can find us on Meetup. Again, it's Philadelphia Area Agile Coaching Dojo, which does not roll off the tongue, but we're not marketing guys, so.
Yeah, if you put Agile Dojo, you'll find it coaching probably in meetup.com. And with that, you do so much stuff. You're out there, you got all this energy, and people ask me, so what gives you all this energy to go out and do all this stuff? What drives you? If you don't mind sharing that, and how do you keep up with
Sure.
all the stuff you sign up for?
Sure. I'm not sure about the energy part. Although I try and get, a good amount of sleep every night, that helps. But what drives me is helping others and having an impact on others. And certainly at this point in my career, that's even more important to me. I'm very mission oriented, so I like to know the why. What's the big picture outcome we want to achieve? And that's was true when I worked in corporations. It's true when I work with clients. It's like my first question is like, well, what do you want to accomplish, right? And just I don't know. It's my curiosity. I like to learn new things, and so being around different people and sharing ideas and doing lots of reading and writing just kind of feeds into that. So
Well, thanks a lot, and thanks for coming on the show, do interview, and very much very big thank you for doing our meetup group. I think people are gonna enjoy hearing your ideas and your thoughts, and maybe do some practicing and ask you lots of questions about that. So, and Gary, I want to thank you. It's Gary Cohen. Remember, you can find him on LinkedIn. I'll put his links in this activity, and I want to thank you for doing this little interview. And you're more than welcome back. If you ever got some product yourself, something you want to share on the show, feel free to give me a message or a holler.
great. Appreciate that, Greg. And I'm looking forward to March 20th.
Okay.